Can you hear me?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, baby boys, baby girls, to the Fuck Boy Normal Boy podcast. Today, I'm here with my normal boy, as always, Alex. Alex, what's good?
Hello.
And I can't hear you, so you have to turn up your volume before your motherfucking Discord, my guy. Because I can't. Oh, there we go. Now I can hear you. Now I can hear what you're saying. Today we'll be talking about dumbass lawsuits that people had. Alex, how about you start us off with the first lawsuit?
Okay. The $67 million pants.
Hey, yo, what the fuck? Why are pants that expensive?
In 2005, an administrative law judge in Washington, D.C. took a pair of pants to a local dryer cleaner for an alternation. When the judge... I can't speak.
Obviously.
When the judge went to receive the pants, a few days later, he discovered they weren't there. The business owner is a couple named Chung.
Guess.
Had alternately sent them to the wrong location. The pants were soon located, but the judge claimed they weren't his and refused to accept them.
What the heck? So he sent it to the wrong person? Hold up.
Apparently.
But they're both judges, so technically it's that guy's pants too.
That doesn't make no sense.
No, it doesn't. What the, I need to reread that. What the fuck? Oh, so you got the wrong pants.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Well, you're dumb.
We're very dumb.
You are.
It's us, bro.
I have a certificate to be dumb.
Oh, shit, I don't.
Wait. This actually comes in clutch.
Where's your warrant to be stupid, eh? Alrighty. The judge then sued the dry cleaners for $67 million. He claimed that Chung had failed to honor a satisfaction guarantee signed up plate at the store. He also contended that in failing to honor the guarantee, the Chungs had committed 7 separate violations of Washington, D.C.'s Customer Protection Law. ADC Court disagreed and ruled in favor of the Chungises. The judge appealed but ultimately lost the case. His term as a judge expired in 2007 and was not reapproached. What a motherfucking dumbass. I think it was the Chungus's guy's fault. That they
the
fucking...
owners?
What?
The owners?
Yeah, it was the owner's fault that they got mixed up. How was it the other guys? Exactly, it's not.
No.
Exactly, it's not. It's the Chungus's fault because they got mixed up. What is this bullshit I'm reading off here? That is definitely off my computer. What the fuck? Next lawsuit. We got the ad was just too scary! !! In 2014, a New York woman sued Showtime Network, CBS Outdoor Americas, the city of New York, and 2 transit authorities for an injury she sustained in a fall triggered by a scary poster. How dumb.
How is that scary?
To be scared by a poster. What the fuck?
Like, that's not even...
That's not even that scary. It's just a... It's literally just a guy with a cut on his face and... Again. Oh my god. People are very smart. Let's be honest, boys.
Very, very.
Okay, let me continue reading. After I snap people back, because I'm a fuckboy and that's just what I do. Yes, sir. The woman claimed she was on the staircase in the Grand Central Terminal in the Syracuse. Oh, fuck, I reread that. When she spotted an ad for the TV show Dexter. Yeah, to feature a photo of Michael C. Hall, who played a serial killer on the show with his face covered by cellophane. I thought that said cellophone. The woman alleged that the image was a how do you say it? Can you say
shock,
it?
Shock advertisement.
Hold up. Hey, Google.
Oh my god.
How you say shock advertisement?
Sorry, I can't tell.
What a dumbass. Alright.
You have to say it for her to...
Shock advertisement. Shock advertisement. Somebody's let us know how we say that, because we're both very smart.
Shock advertisement.
Okay.
Like advertisement.
Shock advertisement. Yeah, advertisement and then shock. Shock advertisement. Shock advertisement.
Yes, good job.
I'm German. That was so disturbing, it caused her to fall down the stairs. She also claimed the defendants were liable for injuries she sustained to her right foot and ankle. She,
wow.
That poster literally broke her ankles. What a dumb. How sad do you have to be?
There.
Jesus Christ. The defendants argued that they had no duty to protect the women from the ad. Her reaction to it was unforeseeable, and they weren't responsible for her fall. The judge ultimately agreed. He dismissed the case based on the woman's failure to present a cause of action. Okay, that one I agree with them, because there's no way they could tell someone would just fall.
Yeah.
How do you predict that someone's gonna fall because of your ad?
I mean, it's really unpredictable.
You don't. Exactly. You don't. So how about you shut the fuck up and go where you need to be? Goddamn. Next lawsuit. Alex, how about you read it off? Because I need my fuckboy voice for commentary and not for reading.
I bet.
Thank you, sir.
The infringed on the patient I didn't have.
I can't. What the hell's a patent? What the hell is a patent?
Honestly, I don't know.
We should probably search it up, but we're not that smart.
A magician named David Roller sued the
illusionist.
Sued the illusionist David Copperfield for patent infringement. Mr. Roller alleged that he had patented. There's no N in the beginning.
Yeah, no, it's patented, because patented and patented.
Patented. Domestical certificate. His godly powers, and that Mr. Copperfield had used them without his permission. In reality, Mr. Roller had neither applied for nor obtained the patent on his divine powers.
What the fuck? How the fuck do you patent your godly powers?
You should probably look that up.
Bro, I should sue you. He literally sued him for having magic. Patent grants the patent holder the exclusive rights to exclude others from making, using, importing, and selling the patented innovation for a limited period of time.
Because that makes sense.
No. No, it does not. You need to dumb it down, Chief.
No, I said because that makes sense in a sarcastic way, dummy.
Yeah, exactly. You need to dumb it down for me. Okay, I think I got it. Basically, you can't do what they're doing for a limited time.
For a limited time.
I guess that makes sense. Like, the one time I asked a girl out, but she rejected me because of the way I speak. Like, bruh, I'm just a fuckboy. That's how things are.
Starts crying in the background.
God help us all.
When Mr. Copperfield
Are you dumb?
I have dyslexia, shut up. Most a motion to dismiss the suit. Don't contending that no patient existed. Mr. Roller filed an amended complaint. This time, he alleged that Mr. Copperfield and several other individuals had conspired to murder him. That's
what the unsettling. Fuck?
The court noted that the plaintiff hadn't cited any facts that to support his claim, and that he had a long history of filing frivolous suits, including previous claims against Copperfield. The court dismissed Mr. Roller's suit and barred him from filling any similar claims.
How do you sue someone for magic?
They think it's witchcraft, most likely.
It's not like magic just belongs to you, right?
Okay.
Oh, it's so. Turn up your volume because I can barely fucking hear you. My turn. But my fantasies never came true. A Michigan man sued Anheuser. Anheuser-Busch allegedly violated the Straits Crossing Advertising Act. According to the lawsuit, the brewing company placed ads containing images of beautiful women in tropical settings. The ads were deceptive and misleading. Fuck, I'm having an aneurysm. The ads were deceptive and misleading because they implied that a person's fantasies could become reality. He also enticed the plaintiff and other members of the public to force the company's products. Anheuser-Busch knew its products were potentially dangerous as they could lead to an addiction and other health problems, sort of like my meth addiction. The plaintiff sought more than $10,000 in damages for physical and mental injury, emotional distress, and financial loss. Damn, sucks to suck. The trial court didn't find the man's claims and ruled in favor of Anheuser of Orgasm Busch. An appealing court agreed and determined that the images in the ads weren't fraudulent, but were simply puffing. It also found the brewery had no duty to warn the plaintiff since the risk of alcohol beverages are widely known. I think it was the guy's fault for suing them, because he actually believes the claims. Like, are you dumb? What is your opinion, normal boy?
It's just dumb.
Very goddamn.
There is still lip balm in the tube. The California woman... A California woman... Sued Fresh Inc., the manufacturer of sugar lip treatment lip balm. She alleged that Fresh advised consumers about the amount of lip balm contained in its tubes and lip treatment. Her suit claimed that consumers could access only 75% of lip balm in each tube. The remaining 25% remained at the bottom of the tube and could not be applied in the intended manner from the tube to her lips. Her lawsuit accused Fresh of unjust enrichment and violating three-state consumer protection laws.
So she sued them because they couldn't use all of the lip balm?
Yep. And I think that's kind of fair. I think she did the right thing.
I mean, yeah, because she said that there was 75% that you could actually use, but you could just rip the thing apart and use it the last remaining 25.
No, you can't really rip this part.
Bro, it's called a drill or a saw.
Both of those would, like, with the heat and the friction, would melt the lip balm.
Aw, damn. Or it could just burn, or it could just not buy the products.
Exactly.
But as a fuckboy and constantly biting my lip, I can agree that Fresh Inc., one of the best lip balm people I've ever bought lip balm off of. Top quality. And please know
that I'm joking.
Alrighty then. There's air in that box of candy. Sounds like me when I get a bag of potato chips. A Missouri man attempted to initiate a class action lawsuit against the Hershey Company, claiming the boxes of Reese's Pieces and Whoppers candies he purchased contained too much air.
Okay.
If we did that with potato chips, there'd be no more potato chips.
It's the man had been Reese's. It's not Reese's Pieces. It's Reese's Pieces.
That's my bad. Reese's Pieces. They should name it that though. Reese's Pieces.
Pieces? No.
Yeah, like it would like it would like. Bro, Pieces. The astrology sign. Oh my god! I figured it out. Reese's Pieces. The Reese's creator is a Pieces or Pisces. No, it's Pisces, isn't it?
Pisces.
It's Pisces. Never mind. Debunked my own theory. That's how good I am. The men have been buying the candies for at least a decade, and the amount of air in the boxes hadn't changed. Still, he filed a lawsuit claiming that Hershey had violated Missouri's customer protection law. He also accused the company of unjust enrichment. What the hell does enrichment mean? Hold up. Hold up.
And I'm the dumber one.
Open my Google Chrome. Do not look through my search history. Enrichment. Oh, definition. Smart. The action of improving or enhancing the quality or value of something. Oh, in means more. Enrichment. Oh my god.
Yeah, I knew that.
You knew that? You didn't tell me before I searched it up.
I told you that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I probably didn't hear you. Cause you're way too quiet, my guy. Like you're as quiet as the girl I'm.
It's better.
Oh Jesus, that scared me. you're as quiet as the one girl I was raping like 3 seconds ago. That was a joke. The FBI, please do not come for me. I swear I was joking. Alrighty then, the judge dismissed the case, contending that the plaintiff had failed to prove he'd been injured. He filed it because he was injured. Emotionally, maybe, but physically, you're just dumb. The plaintiff also failed to prove that the Hershey had attained any unfair benefit. They're not wrong. They never said that there wasn't air in it.
Well, I mean, you should know that there is either way.
You should know there's air in it anyway. Are you dumb?
In 2016, an Illinois man sued Starbucks for mispresenting the amount of liquid contained in a cold drink. The man alleged that Starbucks cheated customers by adding ice to cold beverages, thereby reducing the amount of liquid contained in the cups. His suit sought damages for numerous offenses, including fraud, breach of express warranty, unjust enrichment and violation of various state consumers protection laws.
This man they sued them because of their drinks were cold?
No, because of the ice in the drinks.
I mean, you're supposed to add ice if you want it to be cold. You can't just freeze it.
Yeah, but how much liquid there is.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I thought he was just suing it because there's actually ice. I was like, bruh, you dumb.
A federal judge dismissed the case, determining that the plaintiff had failed to prove Starbucks' advertising was deceptive. The judge agreed with Starbucks' argument that a reasonable consumer who orders an ice drink expects the drink to contain both liquid and ice. I go with the person that sued them, because... with Starbucks, if you've ever been to Starbucks, they, in order to, an ice drink, you should know that they put so much ice and yet so little water.
No, it's just the ice, because, like, you ever, like, have, like, a cup, you put ice in it, and then you, like, put your drink in it, but there's less of the drink.
Yeah, because the ice is taking up space.
Yeah, the ice is taking up space, and it's, like, absorbing the drink, so.
And they fill their cups to the brim with ice, and it should only be half.
And then it's like only half of the actual drink, yeah. So, yeah, I guess you could, like, go with the guy because he kind of did do the right thing. Is that all of them? Are you serious, kid? Bro, what is your search history, my guy? Hey, yo. Did I see some of that no-no? The no-no website, my guy?
Where? I don't want to see it.
Hey, yo, hold up. What are you searching?
Songs, LED lights.
But, like, what are you searching? Oh, we're talking about your search history.
What?
I see here we got Pornhub, Raid Shadow Legends. What? Explain, elaborate on why this is so hot to you. What the heck? What is actually wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? That's me.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not the one who has Raid Shadow Legends Pornhub on my search history.
I'm not the one that's trying to sell out my friends on lies.
No, that's cap. That's cap.
Nah, I found that in cap.
What else should we talk about?
You finish your good one.
There's another one. I had a topic. Let's talk about politics. Because that's a good idea.
Totally.
Bro, politics is wild. Because you'll have one half of people being like, this person's good. And then the other saying, nah, fuck that, bro. Like, they're literally the same person, just different. Are you dumb? No matter what they're promising you, they're not gonna deliver it. Like, to be honest here, boys. I mean, except for Trump, he did promise that wall, but not really beneficial to anyone. It was like, wait, how long? How big was that wall? Hold up.
I don't know.
Like 3 inches tall? Probably modeled after his dick then. How big is... Let's see here. Oh, here we go. It's 64.9 miles in barriers in place. The total length is 1,000... Okay, the total length of the border is 1,954 miles. And the wall is about 649 miles.
My God, that's a third.
Yeah, that's like a third of the entire wall. So, yeah, he didn't even promise that. Like, bro. And I'm trying to extend this to, like, its full potential. Like, we could, like, talk about Ram's shit. Like, for instance, I could talk about how cum could be, you know, like, white or blue
or green
instead of, you know, red, the normal red. Okay. Wait, you don't mean yours is red?
No. I mean, I don't know.
Is that a bad thing if it's red?
I think...
But it's how it works, though. Like, mine is red. Is it not supposed to be? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, bro. What the heck? Let's talk about if size really does matter, or if it's just the girls that matter.
I'm out of here.
I'm kidding. Another topic we could talk about is our teachers and how whack they are.
I don't like all the teachers.
What teachers do you like?
Everyone.
You like every teacher?
Mm-hmm.
That's cap. Okay, which teacher do you like the least?
Dorhel or Cruz. No, Dorhel.
Okay, who's your most favorite?
Probably Lydiak. Or Holt.
Why Lydiak? He's very... Okay, it's probably just like everyone else. Or maybe it's just you. Or maybe it's not you. But to everyone else, he gives like pedophile vibes. Like, if he could, he probably would rape you.
Okay.
He's pretty sexist too, like, not gonna lie. Like, don't tell me you haven't seen him that he's sexist.
No.
Are you blind, bro? Well, actually, you have glasses. Well, you're about to get glasses, so I probably shouldn't be asking that.
I'm not.
Says the men with glasses, but we're not gonna talk about it.
Exactly.
We're not gonna talk about it, right? Alrighty. Oh, we could talk about how sad we are.
I'm down with that.
Oh, shit. Oh, bro, I was kidding, but okay. How was your dating life, Alex?
I hate you.
How what's it like, Alex? Actually, oh, here's a good question. What was it like dating Tori?
I don't know. It hasn't even been a week since.
Well, it's been more than a week. You dated in, like, November.
No, it hasn't been. Hasn't been even a week since, you know.
You dated?
Yeah. No. We did.
What?
We didn't even date for a week.
Oh. I was very confused.
You're
dumb. I thought you said it was a week. It wasn't even a week since we dated. I was like, bruh. What else can we talk about? Okay, who's your most favorite person at our school, just in general?
Good question.
Obviously not me, because I'm very nice to you, obviously. Right?
Mm-hmm. I actually don't know.
Well, who's your least favorite person?
I actually don't know.
You don't know who your least favorite person is?
No.
What the heck? Oh, actually. Okay, I'm not sure what else we can talk about. Like, dead ass. Dead ass.
That's why you should plan it and then stick to it.
We probably shouldn't do that, but, you know, we're not very smart, so. Hey, it's good. So, thank you for listening to our podcast. As always, this is your fuck boy, Moy, and we got our normal boy, Alex. Say goodbye.
Me too.
All right. Fuck you all later. Yeah, please tune in next time. I need listeners. No.